This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
You're on Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and James Finlay for your Wednesday evening, 16 minutes past 9.
James, if you've been to Carnival, which you were.
Yes,
You've been to Pride Month, which you were.
Mm.
There is no possible way you could have missed the fact that Manhunt was there in all of their wondrous glory.
I know, there's a lot of glory going on
there. There was some delightful glory going on.
Most of the glory.
Particularly at Pride March, yeah. I noticed.
I'm a little bit upset that, like, I think last year the men were in those morph suits and there was everything in glory. You could see everything.
Well, I wasn't disappointed this year, just quietly, and right. It's my delight to welcome the Australian representative of Manhunt, Simon K. Patterson. Welcome, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me, boys.
No and worries. You've brought in a little guest with you.
I have.
Brendan Knox, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Simon, are you happy with how your event support has gone this year with Carnival and all
yeah,
that?
Absolutely. Look, we're really
you've been well exposed, I suggest.
Manhunt has indeed. Look, we're thrilled to once again be a significant supporter for Midsummer, and it's a really busy time of year for us with lots of events and stuff on. Great to get out there and be able to engage with people. And
how's biz in the online dating world? It's becoming more and more populated with other competition, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've been looking after Manhunt's marketing stuff here in Melbourne for over 7 years now, and took on a bit more of a national focus a few years ago as well.
And I'd suggest that the big boys in the US are digging a little deeper these days than they were in the early days. So is that reflective of the growing number of people online through Manhunt here in Australia, or is it reflective of the competition and they want to not lose their market?
I probably a little bit of both, to be honest. I mean, Australia certainly continues to be a very strong and a very important market for Manhunt. The uptake of we obviously have a paid membership model, the uptake of which is quite strong here in Australia compared to some other countries.
James, back in my day, Gaydar was the way to go. And I don't know, does anyone use Gaydar these days?
I've never used it.
Well, there you go.
I was talking to Simon earlier about this, actually, and said, no, never used it. And then, but I remember using gay.com, which I don't think exists anymore.
Right. Yeah, no,
I don't know if it does either. See, I remember it from
and
back
I think
in the day,
that was just when I was experimenting.
I remember chat sites.
What do you call it now, James?
And green screen.
I call it life.
None of you gentlemen are old enough to remember green screens, but
is that what Peter Hitchener uses at Channel 9 while he's doing the news?
Before we had colour, we had black screens with green text.
Oh, right,
and you could chat to people. Anyway, that's
sounds thrilling.
Yeah.
No, now we've got video chat rooms and all sorts of wonderful things.
Indeed. And I may or may not be a subscriber to Manhunt, but that's irrelevant to this conversation. Now, Brendan, what do you as a young fellow find most convenient, I guess, in the online dating world? Is it phone stuff or computer laptop stuff?
What are you using for different things?
Yeah.
Using for all different types of things, but I think when as technology's grown recently, things first started off as being the web-based internet screens, and then as kind of technology has grown last 5 or so years, that everything's kind of moved off the computers onto your handheld devices, on your apps that are pretty much portable as you go, move around, and everything's all in your hands these days, so to speak.
That transition has been an interesting one to watch as various organisations, companies have struggled with that transition. Websites have had to be remanufactured to become phone friendly and not labour in their downloads. And then other apps have gone in direct competition with online dating sites. What do you use, James?
No, I use a lot of them work in different ways, you know. Like, if you want something right now...
You mean target markets?
Yeah, they all have different target markets too. It's like the one that you swipe, you wouldn't use to... you would never have used the one that heterosexuals also use.
Is this the one where the picture dissolves after 10 seconds or something?
No. But is that another one? I've not heard of that one.
I think that's Snapchat.
That would be Snapchat.
To be for dating.
Yeah. But. Oh, right. Oh.
No. It's evolving to a new way, you could say.
Yeah, no. You swipe left if you like, you swipe right if you don't.
Oh, right. Okay. No,
the other way around.
Is that Tinder?
Yeah, it's Tinder. Yeah.
Right.
And but you don't use that to hook up with people like for now.
I have a straight mate that uses that.
Yeah, well, straight people use it for that because they don't have anything else.
I've known it to be used as the instant method, so to speak, of the swiping software.
Say, quick flick, and if that's all it takes...
You may as well have a quick flick by yourself. But I don't know. I feel like I'm in a down period with certain apps because it's...
More vitamin B.
Right.
Yeah, or something.
Iron, I think, is
maybe whatever it is, yeah.
Or protein?
More of everything.
More of everything. I don't know. There's been a couple of times, you know, you always get those times where, and I feel like it's been too many of the times where someone's turned up and it's like, you've just done it because, I don't know, you're hungover and horny. Mm. And you're just like, oh, well, I can't be bothered doing this by myself.
So what's the problem, James?
I don't know. Is it bad selection?
Is there a point to this?
Is it? Well, just venting.
do you need to have better selection criteria?
I need better selection criteria, but I don't have like a whole day to be wasting, you know?
Fair point. But maybe you need to actually pay for your subscription, James, and use some of the filter features.
Not that I know
what I'm talking about.
But you can't filter is good in bed and hung, okay?
Or you can maybe just get more photos to begin with before your
before your
selection criteria is...
Mm.
Well, here's the thing. I was lucky enough to be a part of the VSC Hypothetical, which I should say is now online at YouTube. You can check it out. Go to vsc.org.au and I'm sure there is a link to it.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
But they talked about a new app that is coming out called Pinocchio, where you just put you copy and paste all the details into Pinocchio and it then reinterprets to what the truth is. So if you put... 35, slim, hairless, and you put it in Pinocchio, it comes up and says 42, fat, ugly.
And anyway, this is a picture from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from Pinocchio. Yeah.
But wouldn't everybody want it? Now, Simon, it is a sort of mature sort of space, this online dating thing, but the apps is still quite a young industry.
Have you seen people on the apps lately?
I'm not the people, the industry.
I got what you were talking about, Dean. I rose above the level of wherever James was trying to take that.
There's a new one out called Jacked, which is it affiliated with Manhunt, owned by Manhunt? What's the deal?
It's the same
brother,
owners.
Sister. So
the owners who, the company that owns Manhunt have bought out this other app, Jacked, that already existed. So they've now bought it.
Are
putting some more development into it. And now for the first time starting to sort of actively market it. So the sponsorships and stuff that we're doing now alongside some of the Manhunt stuff, we're quite openly and honestly introducing Jacked as Manhunt's sidekick.
So let's address the elephant in the room because, it's not about a free plug. Manhunt has had some challenging times with regards to the phone space.
Manhunt tried to do an app.
Yeah, we had an app for a little while, which even though they didn't rush to market for the sake of having one, it still just wasn't a great user experience. And look, partly because of Apple's censorship, anything that you run through the Apple App Store is subject to all of their terms and conditions. And look, let's face it, Manhunt doesn't shy away from being quite a sex-positive brand. In the way we position the brand and the sort of imagery we use in the way we market it, the sort of events that we sponsor and stuff like that, it can be a little bit risque. It certainly doesn't shy away from being
I guess then they invested into because the website is quite mobile friendly.
Absolutely. So
it's migrated.
They've moved away from the app because you couldn't see half of people's pictures in the app because they all had to be censored. So instead, the mobile site that they've developed looks and feels and behaves like an app, but still allows you the full user experience that you get on Manhunt. It's still linking you in to the over 7 million members worldwide. It's still giving you the same buddies and same message history and all of that sort of stuff, whether you log on your phone or on your tablet or on your desktop. So, and that's really probably the major strength among other things of that particular product.
Which most of the website-based ones don't have, is a geolocator thing if you're on your mobile.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can now, even from your desktop, do much more targeted geolocated search. So rather than just saying Melbourne, you can actually drop a pin on a map and set that you want guys within a certain radius of that map point.
I didn't know that, James.
Come up in your search results.
If only I had a profile to try it out. Well, Jack is the new one that Manhunt is behind. But you've got a bit of a shindig this weekend. It is at Wet on Wellington. How many years has the wet party been going on?
This will be our sixth. 2010 was the inaugural Manhunt pool party. Yeah, yeah.
And how time seems to fly so quickly.
Hell yeah. Now, Brendan, I should bring you in here. You're definitely going to be there.
Yes, I will be there.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Was there any listeners who are interested?
Hang on. I'll get a picture. Hang on.
So while Dean gets his phone out, I'll tell you a little bit more about this fantastic event.
Please.
That, yeah, we do every year as part of Midsummer, and are particularly excited about.
Oh, you're serious.
It's 8 hours worth of DJs and entertainment. Millie Minogue does an incredible show. You can, I can't imagine any other Melbourne drag queen making her entrance to the stage from the other end of a pool on a Lilo. it is the campest thing you've
ever seen. What could possibly go wrong?
Just,
I know,
brilliant.
Right?
So, yeah, look, it's an awful lot of fun, and it's a really...
And it's
let your hair down.
Pretty much the close of Midsummer this year.
It is.
You're the new closing party.
Yeah, that's right.
That wouldn't be a first, would it?
Not at all.
So
we're really excited about
it. Are you referring
Saturday
to Simon's private life now?
Saturday, 12 till 7 p.m. at Wet on Wellington. You can find out all of the information at midsummer.org.au. It is always chock-a-block packed.
Absolutely. It's been a sellout the last few years. They have literally run out of lockers. So get in early and take advantage of everything the day has to offer.
At Dean Beck on Air is the Twitter feed. You'll see a picture of the very gorgeous Brendan. That's it from us.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
No, thank you.
No worries. Thanks
Jack
for having us.
Is the new app for Manhunt. And Simon Patterson is the marketing and Australian rep for that organisation. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
A pleasure.
On Hide and Seek.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.